Good morning with us on a Friday, our political observer, Alan Chartok. You're on the road today down at the Culinary Institute with the Roundtable.
Yeah, we're all going to get going. We're going to pack our stuff and put an extra sweater on because it's cold out there this morning.
36 degrees, but apparently, according to the meteorologists, we're going to be on an upswing next week by midweek and start to see a little bit more temperate weather. In the meantime, President Obama yesterday, Alan, of course, taking responsibility for the drone killings of two who were not expected to be in the place where the drones hit. In an article in the Times this morning saying drone strikes reveal an uncomfortable truth. The U.S. is often unsure about who will die.
Well, that's true. The American people in all the polling show tremendous favor towards the drone process. The reason is that they don't want to get involved over there. And as President Obama has said again and again, apparently, we want to kill those people who are getting ready to kill us. Now, if you give the American people the choice of whether to go in with huge numbers of troops and have body bags coming back or to do the drones, they're going to be for the drones. There are lots of problems, obviously. One of them is that you're not allowed to kill Americans, and some of the traitors who have left America and are now in Al-Qaeda have been killed, apparently. So then you wonder whether or not we have a constitutional problem with that and with the killing of American citizens, even though, again, they're trying to kill us. So I think that what we come down to is that the American people are for it. The president is worried about it. He's a human being who's worried about killing people. But if you're going to have a war, you think, are we at war? Well, yeah. If somebody takes down the World Trade Center, we're at war. And when we were at war in World War II, think of Dresden, think of all those other cities. Talk about civilian populations going down. Here we're talking about one or two, and there will be plenty of people in this country who don't want that to happen. On the other hand, you know, think World Trade Center.
Let's go from there to Boston, where we're in the penalty phase of the Boston Marathon bombing trial. Johar Tsarnaev's relatives, apparently, this is according to a law enforcement official on the AP this morning, are in Massachusetts as the defense prepares to deliver their statements. The most interesting thing I've heard against the death penalty, Alan, is the idea that Johar and Tamerlan wanted that or want that because they would become martyrs.
Well, that's a possibility, of course. We don't really know. There's all of this sort of pop psychology all over the place about virgins and going to heaven, and these folks are going to be rewarded for what they've done. I'm a little bit more concerned about the frenzy over the last couple of days about the photograph of Tsarnaev holding his finger up in the classic bird-like posture. I'm concerned that if the prosecutors show that picture and if the defense take a lot of time to try to show it was contextualized, that he may end up getting the death penalty because of a picture. There are many people who have written, when we've discussed this on the air on the roundtable in that first hour, to say, no, that's impossible. That won't happen. It cannot possibly be. But then why would the prosecutors and the defense be spending all that time on it? Sorry, I reject that. And I think that there's been some real irresponsible behavior on the part of some of the tabloids on this.
Well, and you had a wonderful conversation with Rosemary Armail and Stu Shinsky on the Media Project about this very subject, which you can hear Sunday at 6 or Monday at 3. In the meantime, you'll be down at the Culinary Institute of America with the Roundtable, Alan. We'll be listening. And of course, thanks for joining us and have a great weekend.
Yeah, and you got to worry that this is a true diet buster.
We'll smile, eat, and enjoy.
Yes, yes.